Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were taught that as a man cannot allow his children to run the home, a pastor cannot allow a few of the church members to run the church. Let's pick up with that thought today. But my friend, it is an awful thing for Jesus Christ to see people professing to be Christians, but are lifeless in a place where their lives are to parallel the Lord Jesus Christ rather than to parallel the lives of unbelief. And that's what makes it difficult to tell which place they're in. Those kind are usually not walking in the Spirit. They're walking in the flesh, albeit religious flesh, but it's nonetheless the flesh. And our children and our grandchildren and our community and our country are going to hell. And we stupidly ask why without examining ourselves. And yet, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, that is, living according to the word of God. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. You see, so often there are Christians that measure themselves in saying, well, look, I don't do this. I don't do that bad thing. I don't do this bad thing. But are you doing what the Lord tells you to do? Are you being faithful? Are you being a witness? Are you in God's word daily? And on we can go about the things God does tell us to do. Oh, so often, too often, there's failure. Now, God has designed men to be pastors in the local church. As a man cannot allow a son to run the home and overturn decisions, a pastor can't allow the men of the church to take us away from the holiness of God and seek to conform us to the contemporary culture. Now look, there are some that are Calvinistic, some are psychology and promoting colleges, Calvinistic promoting colleges. And let me tell you something, that pastor better not cower to them or to those that promote them, because he's answerable to God. In James chapter 3, verse 1, he says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. That's talking about us pastors, especially in our teaching area. We read in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. In other words, he's saying, those that preach the word, they've spoken it to you. He said, look, remember them, consider the end of their conversation, that their life. What is the end of their conversation, who have been charged to preach the word, that are said to have the rule over you? Who are they? Well, those that preach the word to you. That's the way God designed it. Verse 17 again of Hebrews chapter 13, I read verse 7, now listen to verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. Who has rule over you? Those that preach to you the word. Submit yourselves. for they watch for your souls, that they must give an account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, a lot of times people make a point of saying, well, I don't think my pastor notices my personal life. No, the pastor can't see everybody's personal life. He can't do it. He is one man. He's not God. And so let's just say that you have 200 people in your church. Does the pastor know what all is going on in every person's life? No. But he can see what's going on today. He can preach doctrine. He can preach what against the sin of the day. He can point these things out. And then what is unprofitable for you is the fact that as he stands before God as having been the pastor of the church, and your record is seen, and you were in these sins, or you didn't do what you're supposed to do here or there, and that pastor's asked, did you preach this? Yes, I did. And there you are. That's not a joy. That is not a joy for the pastor if you fail. It is a grief because it's unprofitable for you. So if I don't preach it, I have a greater condemnation than you, and your pastor has a greater condemnation than you if he will not preach the word as it is to men as they are. If you didn't live according to the word of God, and they preached it, they did the right thing. Look, I better preach it, and they better preach it. Our fear of God must be greater than the fear of man. Because we pastors are going to give an account as to whether or not we preach. Look, there's a contemporary movement out there. They don't want you to name sin. They question the word of God. Is it word for word the word of God? The inspiration even and the preservation of it. But I'm going to give an account, and they'll give an account as to whether or not we preached. And more important than any other duty I have and your pastor has is to preach the word. And if you're supposed to be there, and you could be there, but you aren't because you want to stay home and watch a ball game, or you want to go somewhere to the beach or somewhere else fishing or whatever it is, and you're not in God's house when you could have been, that is an area for your accountability, just like I got to give an account as if I preached. If there is sin in your life and I don't preach the word in those areas, then my condemnation is greater. But if I did preach it, even if you weren't there and you could have been, then you are accountable for that. I believe there'll be Christians at the judgment seat of Christ that'll find out they were called to be missionaries, to be pastors, to be Christian school teachers, or some other thing. Maybe teaching Sunday school, working in a bus ministry, getting involved in their church in various areas, and they didn't do it. And they'll say, I didn't know I was supposed to do that. It's because they didn't seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. A rapture awaits the saved, and you'll either be ashamed or confident at his appearing, 1 John 2:28 lets us know. So let's have our home. Let's have our church. Let's have our government right, for righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Now, as we go on here in our study here of this verse, of verse 13, not only do we see the warning about women, we next see the woeful war on the weak. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars. Verse 13, the second part reads. This tells us that the feminizing men has caused them also to abandon the ladies and children. The men aren't there. They're not there to fight the enemy. They have fled for their own life. Now, I want to say that what is said here is not being said of true, godly women of virtue and faith. Media, education, and entertainment. An entertainment society seems to have to mock and criticize and make the woman who is godly and moral and submitted to the will of God and his decision to create woman and to make her a helpmeet. By the way, let me just say this, ladies, and I do, I say this kindly. The word helpmeet meant simply to help meet a goal. Adam was tending the garden. God said, I will create a helpmeet for him. And she would help him meet the goal of tending the garden. They would have a fellowship, that is, a partnership. And he would be the head, and she would be the helpmeet. The head determines the direction. The helpmeet helps him reach that goal at his direction. He better get his directions from the Lord. So this kind of a lady that accepts that role, society hates her today. The world paints her as demented or ignorant, or as some of these political people today say, a deplorable. But the godly woman is actually the woman of strength in God's eyes, and eternity will prove that. Fulfilling her God-ordained potential in doing God's will, God's way, in God's timing. She is the lady, the woman of virtue. She is a lady of strength. She is a woman as a Proverbs 31 woman. Now, Satan's design is to mock that position. Satan's design is to paint that woman as demented or ignorant or deplorable or whatever the world wants to say about her. That is Satan's design. And when women assume the same attitude, they are assuming the attitude of Satan, because just as Eve was deceived, they're deceived.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm.